The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Ah, so hello, dear siblings on this planet Earth, wherever you're joining in this moment, whatever time zone, whatever continent, it's lovely to be with you. Gives me great joy that we gather together in this way to practice. I'm already happy just seeing your faces. So for today's practice, let's continue. Just to set the frame again. We've been going through metta and the categories systematically. And we've been spending some time with the dear being, whether it's the benefactor or dear friend, and with self. And you can't spend enough time doing metta for self. So today, let's continue to cultivate kindness, care, appreciation for this being who is us, this beloved who is us, that we usually forsake for another, that we usually drive with a whip so hard in order to do and accomplish in the world. Letting our bodies, our minds, our hearts not thrive as much as they would if we actually treated ourselves with more kindness. So we turn today to cultivating. And again, it's a cultivation practice. We plant seeds, one seed at a time, trusting that the seeds will be burgeoning, will grow when they're needed. And just to say, if you do the practice and it feels dry, it feels like you're saying the phrases, you're trying to hold yourself in kindness and nothing is really happening, there isn't a sense of cosmic love for yourself, and you think, oh, what a waste of a perfectly good 30 minutes of my time. Take heart. This is a cultivation practice. And we don't always know how it's impacting us and how it's affecting us. I've seen that both for myself, and I've seen that for many students of mine I've worked with over the years, that things start to shift and thaw in ways that you can't even imagine possible in moments you least expect. A story I like to share, a couple of stories briefly. One story is from a student who considered themselves to be, you know, they consider themselves to be a kind of difficult person, or maybe that they didn't have a lot of loving kindness. And they practiced diligently. They just did the practice. And in one practice meeting, they came to me really surprised, like, wow, this really works. And that this thing happened. And usually what I would have done in my normal, their words, you know, being a jerk, I would have blah, 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 blah. Whereas in this case, I was just like, oh, this person is having a hard time. There was just gentleness. And I just, like, it rolled off of me. And it was just, there was kindness, there was ease that came up. And so, wherever you are in the range, planting these seeds, makes a difference for you, how you treat yourself and how you show up in the world for others, So trust that it works, not in the ways that your conscious mind can grab, can grasp and say, yes, I got it. Yes, tick, success. It doesn't work like that. It's an offering. You keep offering this cultivation, these good wishes, inclining your mind towards kindness, towards goodwill, one breath at a time, one breath at a time, as if you're at the altar, making an offering with respect, with sincerity, without expectation, but with complete sincerity of your heart. You keep offering your heart to yourself. You keep offering your heart to yourself in this case. And trusting that transformation will happen. Whatever needs to happen will happen to support you and for you to support others, show up for others in the world. Okay. So with that as the preamble, I would love to invite all of us into our meditation posture, whatever it needs to be in this moment. Usually like to lift myself, my chair, and sit down again and land. You may need to move and shift, or maybe even lie down. If this is what your body needs, it's perfectly fine to practice lying down. First and foremost, arriving. Landing, coming back to this body. Coming back to this body. Turning our gaze inward, our attention inward. Inviting the body to land, to arrive fully in this moment, to connect with the earth. Your feet on the ground, on the floor, connected to the earth, the floor of your home, in lieu of the earth, your legs, your sit bones, your bottom, connected to the cushion, the stand-in, the cushion as the stand-in for Mother Earth. Earth, feeling rooted, grounded, connected to your place on this earth. And feeling your body. Feeling the sensations of the body, sensations of the hand. The hands touching each other or touching your lap. The hardness. The softness. The heaviness, the lightness, the roughness and the smoothness. Of the hands, sensations, letting felt sense of the sensations of the hands. Letting them be felt now throughout the body, the whole body. The whole body. The heaviness of the whole body. Lightness of the whole body. The sense of the whole body sitting. Face, the head, sensations in your mouth, the tongue touching the roof of the mouth, lips touching each other, the entire body. The bones, the hardness of the body, the softness, the flesh. This body has bones and flesh and skin. Sitting on earth, connected to the earth. Earth sitting on earth. Having a sense of the entire body. The solidity. Cohesiveness of this body, earth sitting on earth. Feeling the breath received by the whole body. The air element, the breath received by the whole body. Feeling the movement of the breath. Still feeling the solidity of the whole body, earth on earth. And the breath expanding, contracting. And as thoughts arise, as they will, it's okay. Seeing them with clarity. Noticing what's arising. And smilingly. Just as you let go of the out-breath, bowing and letting go of the thought. In this moment, thank you, but not now. Please come back later. Right now, I'm giving myself wholeheartedly taking refuge. And the simplicity of sitting and being breathed. Just this. Earth on earth being breathed. Simple and yet profound. Letting your heart be soothed and calmed with each breath as we keep settling. Now, if you wish, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind a younger version of yourself. Maybe there is a photograph you have of yourself at a younger age. Which is vivid for you, vividly bringing this snapshot of yourself at this age to mind. And as you bring the snapshot to mind, and now inviting this little child to step out of the photograph. This younger version of yourself, for them to be in your environment. Maybe they're running around. See them running around, playing, kind of being curious, looking up to you. Maybe they want to sit on your lap. Maybe they're young. Maybe they raise their arms and they say, "Lift me, lift me." Or whatever is conjured up for you. And if it feels appropriate to lift them up, have them sit on your lap or next to you, in front of you, whatever is appropriate for you. See what works for you. Or if it's better to just watch them run around the room, wherever you are, playing or sitting quietly, drawing, painting, whatever it is they like to do. And just conjure them up in your mind's eye. Conjure yourself, this younger version of yourself, this image of yourself, both you and not you. And using all your senses, maybe you hear them talk or laugh, giggle. They don't have quite words yet. If they're very young, maybe they're kind of uncoordinated in a sweet and clumsy way. Maybe they're a little chubby with baby fat. Just conjure them up as clearly as you can, with as many senses as possible. What they're wearing. And again, invite them, if it works for you, to either come. If they want to kind of sit on your lap, like be held by you, or sit next to you or in front of you. This younger version of yourself, this child or adolescent. As you hold them in your mind's eye and maybe in your mind in your lap, perhaps embracing them, maybe. Or being with them, or maybe playing with them. Just treating them with affection. affectionately, whether it's caressing them, holding them, or playing their favorite game, peekaboo, hide and seek, whatever it might be. Seeing them laugh, giggle, maybe even squeal. Having this sense of care of, oh, you're playing with this child. You want them to be happy. You delight in their presence. There's a sense of joy and delight, or whatever it might be that's coming up for you. Maybe just a sense of care. Maybe it's subtle. Just spending a little time, just conjuring up whatever works for you, and just feeling whatever feelings, whatever nuances of metta, loving kindness, care, affection, delight, joy come up for you. Just staying with the felt sense and conjuring up the image. Whatever really brings it alive. Maybe you're outside biking together, running, skateboarding, whatever it might be. Maybe they're racing you in a childish way. Just taking delight, engaging with this younger version of yourself. And feeling your heart opening with care and delight, with good wishes, goodwill. See what works for you. Maybe you go for a walk together and they get tired with their little legs. And you lift them up and you carry them. Lovingly, affectionately, or whatever in your version works for you. as you're interacting with them. Whenever it feels appropriate, if it feels appropriate, to recite the phrases of metta for them silently in your heart. So you're carrying them, playing with them, watching them, holding them, whatever might be right for you. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Dear one, or little one. Or maybe say your name. Dear so-and-so, see what works for you. Experiment. May you be happy. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. May you be happy and joyous. Little one. Dear one. Dear so-and-so. May you be healthy and strong. Dear one, our little one, dear so-and-so. And may you have ease. May your life flow with ease. Dear one, little one. Dear so-and-so. Silently reciting, if you wish. May you be safe. My dear, may you be happy, my dear. May you be healthy, my dear. And may your life flow with ease, my dear. May you be safe. May you be safe. My love. May you be safe. May you be happy. Beloved, may you be healthy, sweet child. And may you have ease. May you have ease, darling. As if the arc of time for a moment is not linear. Holding this younger version of yourself with love, with care, with metta, friendliness, warmth, care, emissive from this present you onto a previous version of yourself. A message from the future to the past. And for the last moments of this practice, honoring this younger version of yourself, holding them, caring for them, maybe hugging them, kissing them on the forehead, whatever works for you, or bowing to them, thanking them, loving them, kissing their cheeks or hands, again, whatever works for you, a way of appreciating this little one, appreciating this little one. Then if you wish, allowing them in your mind's eye to enter you, enter your heart, live in your heart, live in your body. And the sense of love and care that you've had for this younger version of yourself, now turn towards your own heart, where this younger version lives, your own body, where they live in some way. And whatever gesture you had, you did with this little one. In your mind's eye, doing this gesture for yourself. You are the dear one. You are the beloved. The one who sings and plays with crayons or bikes or whatever it is. Here it is. It lives in you. They live in you with joy and delight and your care for them. For yourself. If you wish, I'd like to invite you to put the center, to put your hand, the palm of your hand, your heart center, middle of your chest, maybe even both hands, and holding yourself, holding this little one in your heart. That is you, holding yourself, dear. Ah, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. And may I have ease. May our practice cultivating kindness and metta for ourselves serve us, serve all the beings everywhere as we share our goodness and care and love. Thank you all for your practice. So if you like to share in chat, you're all invited to share in chat what came up for you, what was this like for you. And if you like to share verbally, I like to invite those who usually hold back and don't share so much for the verbal sharings, but chat, everyone is welcome to type in chat. So what was this like? What did you discover? What happened for you? Gratitude coming in from YouTube. You are very welcome, Susan. And to raise your hand here, you go to participants, opens a window, and you can click on raise hand. So please don't be shy. Since we have limited time, it would be lovely to hear from you. Just a reflection or two, please. Yes, Violet, please.
Hi. I had a really cool moment when you said something about like time not being linear, and when you're like sending love to a younger version of yourself. And it reminded me, in Interstellar, the character gets messages and he thinks it's from some kind of god. And at the end, he realizes it was from himself. And then Harry Potter in the third book, he thinks that like his dad comes and saves him, but actually it was him saving himself. And it reminded me of when I was little and I would play make-believe, and I often played with like Aslan or some kind of god-like character, like some kind of imaginary character that was like giving me unconditional love. But then just now I was giving it to myself. So I was like, ooh, was that me all along when I was a kid?
Wow, Violet, I'm getting chills as you say that. Who knows? The world is mysterious. Who knows? Isn't it nice to not want to know and just live in that mystery of the don't know mind and the beauty and grace of the unknown of who knows?
And to not have to look for that elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Gorgeous. Mm.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Violet. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, I am so moved. So moved. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Nav shares mind-blowing idea, Violet. Yeah. Yeah, this... appreciate the idea you brought in. This is something I also had read in books, and something I've played with myself, this concept that you gave voice to, Violet. So I won't go into personal details, but yes, I'm so grateful you brought it up. Bhupal, and we'll let this be the last comment so that we can go into practice groups. Yes, Bhupal, what's up? You're still not me. Oh, there. Go, please.
I simply wanted to say, you know, bringing a picture of myself, a younger myself, to mind is always so powerful, and you know, it's such a simple thing to do, but you know, brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Yeah. It is joyous, right? It's right here, this conjuring up a version of ourselves. It's lovely. So, dear ones, let's practice in small groups and leave a little bit of time at the end for reflections. So the invitation, and please don't hop off just yet. I see people hopping off already. Listen to the invitations first and then decide. So the invitation is, as you go into practice meetings in small groups, and again, challenge yourself. If you're about to hop off, just hang in there. Imagine these are young ones. These are, I don't know, 5-year-olds you're talking with, and you're a 5-year-old, and just or even younger. I don't know, some age. Just and engage from a younger place, this younger versions of yourself, and engage from that place of simplicity and common humanity, and see what happens, what comes up as you do that. So that is the invitation I have. And if you have to go, it's understandable, no judgments. But if you can stay and try this out, I do invite you to check it out. So here we go, opening the rooms. Okay, everyone, welcome back. So we have just a couple of minutes for maybe one or two reflections, and especially if you haven't shared and usually don't share, would love to hear from you. Your experience is important. Would love it to be honored. So if you'd like to share, please raise your hand or type it in chat. Especially if you're new to Happy Hour, especially welcome you. And again, all of you are welcome to type in chat. Susan is raising her hand. Let's see, Susan. I don't see physical hands, so I have to. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think there. Is that the right Susan? There are two Susans.
No, I think it was the other Susan.
Oh, it's the other Susan? Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask the other Susan then. Yes, Susan, did I get the right Susan?
Did I do it? Oh my gosh.
Yes, here you are.
It's me in the dark, sort of. Hi, everybody. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I haven't been able to come to the Zoom part lately, but I often feel resistant to the group thing, and I often do it anyway, and I'm still surprised that it cheers me up having done it. And I just wanted to share that someone in my group shared something that was just so uplifting. And it's such a demonstration about how what we do here has such an impact on other people. So, Owen, just thanks everybody and thanks to my group. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you, Susan. Thank you. And I'm just delighted to hear how, you know, there's always resistance and you do it and it's always amazes you how uplifting it is, and especially appreciating the impact of what we do here in practice in our lives and in how it impacts others. Yay. Thank you. It's music to my ears and ears of everyone, all the Sangha members. So Ben says, nice to be with sincere group, especially after a practice session that seemed like it wasn't working for most of the time. And it's okay, Ben. Many times it may feel like it's not working. As I said, said in the preamble, you may think it's not working, it's a waste of time, but trust, you're planting seeds. You're planting seeds. And there's a question, what do I do when metta practice stirs up negative feelings towards myself? So for that, I think maybe turning towards compassion, that would be a time to turn towards compassion as best as you're able to. That would be my invitation what I mean by that, let me just break it down quickly. So if negative feelings come up, be with the negative feelings, hold, acknowledge them, acknowledge the challenging, difficult feelings, and acknowledge the pain, the hurt that the negative feelings have, and hold the hurt with compassion. So it becomes a compassion practice for the hurt that you're experiencing in that moment. Let's see. You said one of the... that's sweet. Neil says, you said one of the most thought-provoking things to me in the breakout group months ago. I'm thrilled you attended the breakout group, at least. Oh, I'm thrilled that you attended that breakout group, at least. Oh, that is so sweet. I'm just loving the sense of camaraderie and support. I am thrilled. It gives me chills to hear how your reflections in the small groups supports each other. It supports you and supports each other. It's just, it makes me so happy. What a gift we give to each other. What a gift we give to each other with our presence and our practice. So, dear ones, thank you all. Thank you all for your practice, for showing up for yourself, for each other, and hanging out and staying for the groups. May our practice support us, support all beings everywhere in freedom, ease, liberation, joy. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thank you, everyone. And I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to unmute yourself. Let's see, here we go. All of you want to unmute yourself to say goodbye if you like.
Bye.